there are many places that we could have been, but we're in your presence and you've called us by name this morning. So we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning. My name again is Shaunette Miller, and I am happy to be with you this morning on behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barrett, and the other leaders of Discover Life Church. We welcome you this early morning. I don't know if anyone else is not a morning person, but we welcome you this morning. So thank you for taking the time. We're going to be quick, and this morning I want to stay in the same vein as Pastor Crystal. And yesterday she talked about how God wants to revive us. And so this morning we're going to talk about how God wants to repair us. And I even want us to just take a quick peek back at that same scripture, and then we're going to go to another scripture. And I want to just kind of remind us how important it is for us in our daily walk with the Lord to constantly invite him to restore, to revive, to repair. I don't believe that it's ever meant for us to remain stagnant. Amen. And so let's look at what it means to repair. To repair means to mend or to fix something. To repair also can mean to restore by replacing something. I don't know about you, but I need some things replaced this morning. To repair also means to put together what's torn or broken, or to renew or to make good. So in the scripture we were given yesterday in Hosea 6, we're going to read verse 1 and 2. Let's look at what it says and let's think about this word repair. We're inviting the Lord this morning to repair us. It says in verse 1 of Hosea 6, "Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces. Now he will heal us. He has injured us. Now he will bandage our wounds. In such a short time, he will restore us so that we may live in his presence." Verse 3 says, "Oh, that we might know the Lord." And I even want to pause here and say, even on today, even as we are consecrating, I want you, as you invite God to repair you, I want you to read that verse 3. Just say it aloud at least 4 times today. Oh, that we may know the Lord. Make it personal. Oh, that I may know you more, Lord. Right? Let's make it personal today. Say that 4 times today. And then it says, "Let us press on to know him." And I want to remind us that sometimes it's a press, because sometimes we would look at other people and think it's just so easy, but sometimes it's hard to press into that intimate space. It's hard to fast, right? It's hard to receive from him. And then it says, "He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of dawn." So again, those verses remind us of what Pastor Crystal said yesterday, that we need to be revived and that he will revive us. But it reminds us also today that God will repair us. He will restore what has been lost or missing. And it's a beautiful picture. So I only have 3 points, and you know I always ask questions, right? So let me ask the questions, and then we're going to go over the 3 points. My question for us this morning as we talk about being repaired is, where do we need to be repaired or built up this morning? Make it personal. Ask yourself, where do I need to be repaired or built up this morning? Right? Then ask yourself, how will I make myself available for God to restore me or to heal me this morning? That's the big question. How will you make yourself available? Because oftentimes we stop at, oh, I need this, this, and this, and this to be fixed and rebuilt, and I used to do this, this, and this. But how will you make yourself available, Shaunette, is what the Lord asked this morning. Will you become more involved in any particular area of ministry? Will you recommit yourself to carving out quality time each day to devotion and to prayer? Will you, in the midst of busy schedule, make a commitment to listen to the Bible study for the next 6 weeks? Will you commit to that open door on your job where someone asks you a question about scripture? Will you say to that person, let's go ahead and chat about it more. Let's go to Starbucks, right? What will you do to make yourself available? And so what's the purpose of us being repaired? Well, as we all know, you know, if you drive your vehicle for a long period of time, something breaks. You can continue to drive the vehicle with the flat tire, right? But we all know the vehicle's not going to fully function, right, at its optimal level. As vessels before the Lord, there's a scripture that talks about us being vessels of honor. So for this reason this morning, we're asking God to heal and repair us because we want to function in our best place possible with the Lord. So what are my 3 points this morning? My first one is that the Lord repairs us so that we may know him. Now, the verse I asked you to repeat 4 times today is verse 3 of Hosea 6. Oh, that we may know him. So in this passage, we have this picture of us being repaired. And it's so that we may know him. That's the most important ministry that we have, right, is that we know him. I know you may have a teaching gift. You may be prophetic. You may pray. You know, you may have the word of knowledge, whatever it is that you have. The most important thing that we need to have is an intimate relationship with Christ. And so the reason that he repairs us this morning is so that we may know him, so that every barrier can be removed where we're not functioning up to par, right? Where we have that broken relationship that we're continuing to be in when the Lord's saying, say sorry and forgive, right? When we have these little hiccups and we don't ask God to repair our hearts, we're not the best us that we can be in him. And we're not getting to know him more because we're rejecting him, right? And so he repairs us that we may know him. There's a picture I have in my mind, and I hope I don't go too far in saying this, but look at the relationship at a husband and wife. If either one of them are initiating an act of intimacy and there's rejection, right, over a period of time, you're going to feel disconnected, right? And so this morning, I want to encourage us, spend that time with him. Let him heal you and repair you in that area if you've been distant and disconnected, because we want to sense his presence and we want to know his heart so that we can walk this walk of faith. Secondly, so God repairs us. Firstly, I said that we may know him. And secondly, God repairs us so that we can do what? Repair others. Now, it says in Isaiah and 58 and verse 11 and 12. Really, verse 12 is where we want to focus. It says in verse 11, and the Lord will guide us continually and satisfy our soul even in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden. There's a purpose for the watered garden, right? So verse 12 says, and that they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Those that will be of you, right, those disciples, those people that you impact, right, it said they will build old waste places. So it's important for us to be restored and repaired and poured into so that we can pour into others and they will begin pouring into others. So the latter part of the verse says, thou shalt raise up foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to build in. So we want to make sure that we're allowing God to repair us so that we can pour into and repair others. And again, that's Isaiah 58 and 12. My third point, as I wrap up in 4 minutes, is that God repairs us because he is building his church. So let me go over that again. So number one, he repairs us so that we may know him. Number two, he repairs us so that we can repair others. And number three, he repairs us because he's building his church, right? It says in 1 Chronicles 28 and 27 that they dedicated part of the spoils won in battle to repair the house of the Lord. Amen. And we know that we're not the physical building, right? But we know that as the body of Christ, right, as a united body, even across generational lines, across cultural lines and racial barriers, right, we're the church and God wants to repair. So where there's brokenness and where there's disunity, he wants to repair that, right? It's not okay to just walk in hatred, right, if we call ourselves his. So again, he is repairing us so that he can build his church. It also says in 2 Chronicles, we always quote this passage, right? 7 and 14, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, that if my people who are called by my name, right, would humble themselves and pray, right, then it talks about how he will heal our land. Again, that healing is a process of restoration and of repairing. Right? God doesn't just want us to stay in our places of dysfunction. When we talk about emotionally, if there's places of dysfunction in our emotions and our attitude and our character, God wants to repair that because he wants to repair his house. And we're a part of his house, right? His church. There's a wonderful scripture in 1 Kings 18 and 30. And I was going to start with this because I love it, and I'll let it be the focal of this ending. It says that Elijah said to all the people, come near me. So all the people came near him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn up. So this morning, again, I go back to where do you need to be repaired, but also are you in that process of repairing the altar of the Lord in your life, right? That scripture in 1 Kings said that he repaired the altar of the Lord. And so all of us have to be in that great work. We have to repair, right? And we have to receive what God is doing in our lives to repair his altar in our lives. What will be your changes today? I know we're consecrating, we're fasting. What in particular, and I say this to my clients all the time, what is one thing that you can do differently to demonstrate that you want God to repair those broken places in your life? And then what is one thing that you can do differently to be in that service of repairing in other people's lives? You know, as we build and we repair the church of the Lord, it has to include some service to others. It's never a me, right? A me game, right? It's always a me, you. And so my encouragement this morning is to begin to allow God to talk to you about those changes in your life so that we can be repaired as an individual, but also as the body of Christ. Amen. So I thank you this morning for your time. We're going to go ahead and pray. It's right at 6:15. Father, we thank you for blessing us this morning with your word and with your presence. We invite you, God, as we avail ourselves on this morning, we invite you to consume us. Father, if there's areas in our heart that feel dead or broken to you, we ask you to touch and to revive this morning. Revive us and begin to repair us this morning, Lord. Help our eyes to be fixed on you. Help us not to focus on where we may be hungry, but even when our mind begins to wander to those things we want to eat. God, I pray that we will remember, let our hunger help us to remember that we're focused on you today. Let us steal away and find moments to pray and to talk to you. Allow our day at work to be easy and light today, that we may continue to call on your name, oh God. And even tonight we ask you to bless us in our devotion time, bless us on the DLC time as Pastor Roy closes out, and continue to bless us even as we lay our heads to rest, because we're submitting these 3 days to you, and we're so serious, Father, about our relationship with you. We want to know you more. We give you praise, thanks, and honor. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. So be encouraged on today. Have an amazing day. Please remember that tonight we are meeting on Facebook Live. I believe it's at 7, but check the website to make sure, so that you're engaged, right? We're stepping outside of the box in these 3 days. How can we open ourselves more? So if you don't usually jump on the Facebook Live, jump on tonight as Pastor Roy closes out this day's consecration with prayer corporately. And then we invite you on tomorrow morning to get up bright and early again. Know that I'm struggling with you with the earliness, right? But we're getting up tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock a.m. again for the prayer call. And then Pastor Roy will close us out again on tomorrow night. So we thank you for joining in. And my prayer is that you have an amazing day. Amen. God bless you.